At least 12% of Utah's population lives in rural areas, and a new report finds that a significant portion of the state's greenhouse gas emissions originate there. A Rural Climate Partnership report finds that 36% of U.S. emissions are produced in rural America. Maria Doerr is one of the authors and says the emission impacts of rural America are disproportionately large for the population they correspond to. Emissions are created by the goods and services produced in rural places, like electricity, that are then sent to urban and suburban communities. For rural communities, that means air pollution, among other environmental injustices. She says achieving the nation's climate goals will require more focus on rural areas.
That's why we need rural communities to be the leaders of change for themselves, because solutions will not work if they come from out of state or from the coastal cities. Solutions must be coming from rural communities. And when they do, they can both address climate issues and reduce emissions.
Doerr says rural messengers are critical for communicating the potential benefits of clean energy development, such as new local jobs, as well as opportunities for tax and land lease revenue that can help farms stay in business. She adds, while climate action has been moved forward thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, the work must continue. Utah ranks 27th nationally in the production of renewable energy. 75% of power plants in the state are in rural places, which see 87% of all the state's combustion power plant emissions. Doerr says rural communities have not been prioritized in efforts that would help them harness the benefits of energy efficiency and electrification.
I am hopeful about opportunities to help those rural communities lead for themselves to create changes, like bringing in more clean energy projects that create local jobs, that increase grid resiliency and reduce energy costs.
Doerr says rural households spend 25% or just over $450 more annually on household energy than their non-rural counterparts. Doerr explains it's due in large part to the energy sources used in more remote places. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.